Is anyone on Skype?
Is anyone on Skype?
Okie dokie. So, we're good on Skype?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're doing Rosh Hashanah on the Mishnah on Armageddon base. Okay. And it's basically the sugya about the lengths and the different sounds of shofar. Okay. Shurot, kiyah, shvarim. And we'll see when we'll do this till. I mean, I guess we'll do this until Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we'll even spill over afterwards, you know, in the Tzoris Mishuvah week also. Because there's a lot of stuff here. Rishonim were talked a lot. Okay, so let's see. We only need the beginning of the Mishnah, actually. Yeah. So it says, Seidit Kiyo Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. So, the order of Tekiyos, there are three of three, three, which means three sets of three apiece. Okay, three sets of three. Okay, what does that mean? So Rashi, Shalosh Achas Malchus V'Achas Zochonos V'Achas Shofros. So there's three sets, one for Malchus Zochonos Shofros. It's funny. It's funny Rashi. Like, what does that mean exactly? Four Zochonos, four Malchus, four Shofros. Does that mean like the Deoraisa? So it's for that? Is that like why you're doing three?
Like,
what is that? I don't know. Maybe we should put it on.
One on the left.
No, there's one back there by the bathrooms.
That works for here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, so it's funny altogether what Rashi's doing there. What does he mean? Not this one, this one is for sure for us. I mean, it's for it. During it? Like, you don't have to do it during Shema Esrei or Yotzei Mitzvah. Is that, like, the reason why you're doing it? Like, the Tama Mitzvah, why you're doing it? I don't know, it's not clear. I don't know what he means. Just throwing it out there. I don't really know. You know? Fine. So shalosh next Rashi tekiya utru tekiya lechol achas v'achas. So there are three sets of tekiya utru tekiya. So that's basically the halacha. The halacha d'oraisa is that you need nine kolos. That's it. So you need d'oraisa. You need nine kolos. Three sets of three apiece. Three true tekiya true tekiyas. Okay. Whatever true means. So three sets. Shiur tekiya kesholosh churos. The sheer length of the churua of the tekiya is like three churos. Okay, sounds right. Shiur of tekiya is like three churos. Okay, doesn't sound right.
That's pretty long.
Pretty long. All right, you know what he's talking about. You'll see. This is hard to understand. This one. Shiur churua kesholosh yivapos. The shiur of a churua. Length of a churua is like three cries. Okay? Yeah, that's as far as we need in the Mishnah. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Shalosh yivavos, shalosh kolos be'alma, kol shehu. So the length of a tekiya, the trua, is the length of three kolos be'alma, kol shehu. A tiny do. Okay? That's Rashi's tekiya, Rashi's trua. Rashi's trua is do. Not nine, three. Okay? Is Rashi's draw. And if you've been around Yeshiva, we blow Rashi Tekiyas on Rosh Hashanah after the davening. Okay? Which you'll see, it's not so simple why we do that.
Rashi Tekiyas meaning really short Tekiyas.
True. Well, short Tekiyas, but the question is, and this is what you'll see from the Sikya, because you're always allowed to make it longer, so why aren't our Tekiyas good? So we're doing more. We do long tekiyas, we do a lot of churas. There's no limit. Three means only three. So what do you need to do Rashi for? We'll say from the sugya. It's not so simple, but where we do it, keep it in mind. You'll see, this is the Rashi. Okay? That Rashi. Rashi holds the chura is three. Okay? Minimally. Okay? So the length of a tekiya, it says, is like three churas. Okay? And the length of a trua is like three of avos. Okay, which is three cries, which is Rashi says da da da. Okay? Fine. So let's look at the Gemara. So Gemara says Vehatanya, the rest of the Mishnah is other stuff, okay? So Vehatanya, Shior, Tekiya, Ketrua, but we have a Braisa. Okay, and the full text of the Braisa is on the next Lamad Aleph. But basically it's just a snippet. It says Shior, Tekiya, Ketrua. That sounds more reasonable, that's what we used to, right? The Shior of a Tekiya is the same as a Trua. Right, but our Mishnah says the Shiur of Tekiya is like three churas, so we have a contradiction, right? Okay, problem. So the Gemara my answer is Rabaye, Tana di Dan Kachashiv Tekiya de Kulu Bavi, it chose Tekulu Bavi. Tana Bura Kachashiv Char Bava Mesula. So Bavi just means like a, it could mean like a case or a set, so it says. So it means that the Mishnah, the Dan Dan, our Mishnah is counting the Tekiya of all the sets. And the churua of all the sats. How many tekiyas are there in all the sats?
Six.
Six. And the churuas of all the sats?
Three.
Still doesn't really help, right? Because what's he saying? He's saying the sheer... Well, here's what's funny. It's hard to understand what they're saying. And the other one is just mentioning one set. One set means what? Sheer tekiya kitrua. So what does it mean, one set? One set? Or one... This isn't very helpful. It's not very clear, right? I mean, you can think about it, but it's not enlightening, really. So look at Rashi. This is machlokas rishonim. How to interpret this Gemara? It's just vague. Okay. So let's see. It says, Tana didan kachashiv tekulu bavi v'halchi kamar. Okay. Shiur. I guess I'm going to go with the Bach. Hashalosh tekios. The shear of the three tekiyos is like the shear of three churros. So it's talking about the tekiyos of all the sats. And it's saying the shear of the three tekiyos is like three churros, which basically amounts to one to one. And Tana Baraka Chashir the Chad Baba, shear tekiyah, shear churro. Right? The shear of tekiyah is like one churro, but Shavai, Chad Mosamri, and they're not arguing. Basically, everybody holds a share of the kiyan is equal to a share of a chua. It's just that the Tava Brisa says that straight up. Share of the kiyan kachua. But the Mishnah, it says share of the kiyan kachua's chua, it doesn't mean share of the kiyan. It means the share of the tekiyos of all the sats. Three of them, right? The first one of all the sats, I guess, right? I don't know what that says. The three tekiyos, the share of the first of all the sets, I guess the first, right? Or the last, that's not really clear. The share of the three tequilas is equal to the three churros, which basically means one to one. Why the Mishnah would do that is hard to understand. What does the Mishnah gain by doing that, right?
Just is it the same thing for share trua? That it's share of all the churros?
No, I don't think so. We'll get to that, but not yet. It's not dealing with that part of the Mishnah yet. Yeah, it's a strange thing to do. I mean, well, isn't the Brisa so simple? Shear tekiya kachua. Simple. The Mishnah, even if the Mishnah were accurate, I mean, it's not written right? Because it says shear tekiya kachua. It doesn't say shear shalosh tekiyos kachua. It doesn't even say that. Nor does it say, and if it doesn't say shear kulo, then shear shesh kachua shalosh. Which also is not. That's what the Rambam holds, by the way. The Rambam holds 6 to 3, or 2 to 1. He says kios the kulo bavi, or the chad bava, means it's counting one bava. One set. So in one set, the shear tekiya is like chua. So there are two tekiyas, which is equal to one chua. So the Rambam's tekiya is half of a chua. Okay, we'll hopefully get to the Rambam. The Rambam's very interesting. But not yet. But the Rashi is saying shear tekiya, shows churros. Basically, is saying is that the length of the three tekiyas is equal to the length of the three churros. Which ultimately means basically they're equal. Okay? I don't really know why the Mishnah would do it right like this. What's the point of, what's the point of writing like that? Just get to the point. Not even written, I don't even know, what does it mean to single out the first three? If you want to say the shear of all the tekiyos is double the shear of the churros, if anything, because there are six of them and there are three of them and it's going to add up, right? So it's just strange. It's very strange. The only thing, which I don't know how far it goes, the only thing I saw is like, there's a certain, take it for what it's worth, but you know how, like, Mishnayos are meant to be memorized, So there's a certain, certain simplicity to the Mishnah. Say the tekiya shalosh, shalosh, shalosh. Shir tekiya kishalosh trus, shir trus kishalosh shivavos. It's like a parallelism, it's like a lot of shaloshes, The thing is, the thing that's wrong... doesn't make so much of a difference because like you just have the Tana Amoraim or the Chacham analyze the thing and then say, well, it must be mean. It must, you gotta have something to memorize that will basically, after analysis, give you the bottom line. But it's funny, you know. But I'm just saying, there is a parallelism in the. If you would have just said, I don't know, whatever. But the punchline, I kind of thought about why it's doing this, but I don't really have a good answer. But the punchline is, I mean, let's get to the halachic. There's halachic, there's halachic stuff in this thing. So I don't want to spend too much time on the, you know, but why the style of the Gemara Mishnah. But bottom line is that's what it means. Okay, Mashiach with Kiyah is equal to Mashiach with Chor. Period. Okay, that's the way Rashi is learning. Tosfos learns that way. Most of us don't learn that way. Everyone's very upset at the Rambam for learning differently. Okay. Fine. Okay, next. Shir Teruah Kigimli Vavos. So now we have another contradiction. So the Mishnah says the Shir Tekia of the Shir Teruah is like three Yavavos. Da da da. V'yatanya Shir Teruah Kshal Shvarim. But the Bryson says the Shir Tekia is like three Shvarim. Right? Shvarim Rashi Aruchim Yavavos. Shvarims are longer than cries. Okay? Maybe we'll call them moans. We'll see in a second line, but the moans and cries. Okay, so cries will be our word for true, the true that does, and moans will be the shvarms. Okay, so so it's a contradiction. Is it true like three cries, or is it truly like three moans? Which one is it? So Amar Abaye, Bahava Le Pligi. This they're definitely arguing. Even though Abaye made peace in the Mishnah and the Braisa on the first part, you know, the first part with Shalah, Shalah, all that stuff, there's no argument, but in this they're definitely arguing. It can't work out. Your vavos are different than shvarim. They're different. Shir true with three vavos, or three shvarim. They're totally different things. You can't just change the numbers. They're different things. So it says, what are they arguing? The siv yom true yalacha. So the pasuk says in the Torah should be a day of true for you. And we targuminan yom yabava yalacha. Okay. And the tirgum says, well, how do you translate true? It's a day of crying. Shua is Yavava, it's cries. V'chsiv b'yimei the Sisera, and it says by the mother of Sisera, v'arachal anishkafa, she looked out of the window, v'tayave v'im Sisera, and she cried. Okay, she cried. Okay, it's story, whatever. Her son was a big warrior, because they were a big warrior, and he used to win, and now she looked out the window, and he wasn't coming, and because the Jews beat him, you know, killed him or whatever, so therefore she was looking out the window waiting for him to come, why isn't he here, why isn't he here, and she was crying. So at the other, she cried. So fine. So they say, Yavava, it's just showing, but Yavava means crying. Marasav
are Yinuchegana. As an aside, Rabbi has an article about the Kol Shofar replicated after the cry of Cicero's mother. Pace to read it before Rosh Hashanah, otherwise you don't understand what the whole Kol Shofar is. Philosophical insight, it's really beautiful piece.
Okay, Marasavar Yinuchegana. Marasavar Yulayal. The one Shita learns a cry is a Yinuchegana. The other one learns it's a Yulayalal. So what does that mean, Rashi? So Amar Abaye, Behava Adle Pligi. Afagad Du Kimna De Bereisha Lo Pligi. Even though we worked it out in the Reisha, there's no argument. Al Karachach Behav Sefer Pligi. They're definitely arguing in the Sefer of the Mishnah. The last Lishinu Yabamidi. There's no way to answer this one. Behainu Pligda. And this is the argument. The Mentaragaminon Shrua. Yivavas a true tirgum of Shuras. Yivavav v'imid sister k'sivna amihai lishna v'tiyabev. And also, you see, that's a cry by the Sisera. Man damer shvarim savar ginuchiganach. Ke'adol hagon neach mi libo. It's like a person who groans from his heart. K'derach ha'cholam. Okay? Sh'derach on like sick people. Sh'marichim b'ginigichoseyam. They have like lengthy moans. Okay? They're lengthy, they're moaning. A moan has length to it. Okay, you're sick, you're moaning. Oy. Okay, Yehuliyolil, Kadam Abocha, the person who cries, and Mekonin calls Katsaros. It's like at a funeral or whatever, like they're crying, like or like a baby crying. It's like a very short little cries. Okay? That's what the Chua is. So the question is that the Kiya, Yom Chua Yalachim, is a day of crying, day of Yavava. So what does it mean? What kind of cry? There are two kinds of cries. There's the moan and there's the cry. So that's Machlokas, the Mishnah held is the day of the show of the cries, and the Bryce held is the day of the moans. Okay, that's Machlokas. Which one is it? Okay, so far so good. Okay, maybe we should actually look at we should look a little bit on might as well. You're the motor on Lamadal and Elephant. I didn't tell you this, but it's like 10 laps to the bottom. Iskin River Velvet. It's like another part of the puzzle here. Okay? Iskin River Velvet. It's like next to that Thosis. Yeah, at the bottom. Iskin River Velvet with Kisri. So Ravo was set up, like on Kisri, Tekia Shlosha Shvarim Tshuva Tekia. Tashra. Okay? Tashra. Tekia Shvarim Tshuva Tekia. Okay? So why? So the Mishnah you have Tarat, Tekia Tshuva Tekia. In the Brisa you have Tekia Shvarim Tshuva Tashat. But Ravo was set up Tashra. Tekia Shvarim Tshuva Tekia. So the Gemara says, "Marashat ilu yalalavet lavet tkiya trot kiya v'ginuch ganuch lavet tkiya shosh shvarim tkiya." So which one is it? Does the Torah mean shvarim? Does it mean shura? Why would you ever have to do tashrat? Why would he set that up? So the Gemara says, "Masafkalei, he was mesupik v'ginuch ganuch yalali." He was mesupik. Which one was? So he did both. So Mar Maskel or Avia v'dilu yalu yalu become mafsek shosh shvarim v'chol tkiya. Maybe it's a cry. And you have your shvarim here being a havsek. You have your mums being a havsek. So it says no. Because afterwards, in order to make sure, in case it was that, he did a tarat. So maskav ravina, but then we can look at ganachu. Become havsek a shvarim in shvarim l'tkiya. Maybe it's really supposed to be shvarim, and now you have a havsek of your shvarim in between. It has a shvarim between. So the hadar v'tashat. So it must be afterwards he did tashat. So Gemara says, "Oh, so the Rebbe Ma'askin, you can do Chiganach Avdei, you lay all Avdei." So the person, if anyways, we're doing both of them, we're gonna have to do Tashat, we're gonna have to do Tarat, because we don't have any Havsek. So then, what do you accomplish by setting up Tashrat? You don't gain anything. So Gemara says, "Misafkalei Dil Maganach V'Yal." Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both of them together. Maybe the mitzvah of Tshuva means Shvarim and Tshuva together combined. So Gemara says, "Oh, Yachi Levinam Yipcha." So do the other way, do Tarshat. If you're telling me that we don't know, who knows, maybe it's both in the other order. Maybe there's an order to this thing, and the other order is the thing. So if you want to revoke covering his bases, then you should go all the way. So it says, no, give me a little bit of veganach, right? So it says, no. Stama de milsa ki misravenish milay milsa beresha ganach vahadayala. So stam is, when something happens to somebody, first he moans and then he cries. Okay? Something bad happens to the person. First he moans, then he cries. Okay? Right.
I understand. Where did the Gemara get the idea that it's a combination? Isn't it a machlokas?
It's a machlokas, but Ravo, who apparently was mesopic, maybe it's really both. Maybe it's a combination. Maybe it's a third thing.
Where does he get that from?
I don't know. Where do you get anything from? That's a type of a cry, apparently. Apparently there's a thing. If something bad happens to that person, he says sometimes he first moans, then he cries. So the thing is, maybe that's what the Torah means. So there's three possibilities. Maybe it means just the cry, maybe it means just the moan, maybe it means the combo deal. Alright? So that's why we do all them. That's why we did all them. Question? Okay? Good, that's the one. That's why we do Tashrat. And that's why we do, the Deraisa is nine kolos. Three sets of Tekiah Tshuva Tekiah. And since we don't know which one is the real one, so we do three sets of each. That's the minimally. Minimally, if you want to be able to say the mitzvah, you need to have 27 or 30 kolos, depending on how you count it. It's a question whether you should count the Tekiah Tshuva Tekiah as three or as four. But that's what we do. That's what we have, three sets of each. That's what we do before Shemana Esrei, right? Before Shemana Esrei, when we do Uvav, that's what we do, about three sets of each. Okay, three Tashrat, three Tarat, three Yotzei D'Oraisa. Okay.
The Tashrat is a Shita that's Mesupak, or is it just a Shita?
Well, it's Ravohu. Apparently, it's not a Shita, it's the Mishnah of the Raisa, but Ravohu is saying that's also part of the Safik. We're also not sure about that. We're not sure whether or not that the when the Torah says Yom Shua Yalacha, maybe it means Tashrat, maybe it means Shvarim Tshuva.
Okay.
But we don't know what the Torah means. The Torah says Yom Shua, it doesn't mean three things, it means one of them. But we don't know which one. So there are three possibilities. Either it means Shvarim, or it means Tshuva, or it means Shvarim Tshuva. So therefore we have to be able to play out the Safek card.
So the original focus for Aviva was Domo Yugo. Like,
is it the one or is it the other? Right? Yeah, this car isn't that. Maybe it correct. Okay. So there's an interesting thing here. I just wanted to take a little side discussion. There's a Gilein HaShas. If you look at the Gilein HaShas on the Mishnah, so the Gilein HaShas would be Kivager on the left side of the Gilein HaShas. It says like this. He notices something very funny or interesting, however you want to call it. He says, Af the Tirgun Trua Yabava. Okay, so the Tirgun. The question is it Yabava or is it Shvarim, right? Three Yavavos and three Shvarim. Mishnah says three Yavavos and says three Shvarims, right? So, but the Tirgun, why doesn't the Tirgun just resolve it for us? Because the Tirgun calls it Yom Shua, it says Yom Yabava, right? Or you could just say, we don't know if it's a Shua or Shvarim. Oh, what does Dora say? Shua or Shvarim? Right? Kind of says Shua. So it says Shvarim, right? And then the Raisa says it's a Yavava. Yavava is a Shua. So, right, so the very pasuk, the Tirgum, which you're looking at, is it says Yababa. So why isn't that a Raya?
What the whole thing is, we don't know what Yababa means.
Well, it's kind of funny, though, because our Mishnah says Shalosh Yababos, and the Braisa says Shalosh Shvarim. So it seems like that's the Machlokas, is that Yababos was a Shvarim. So does Yababa mean, at least the way Rashi is, or the way we're in the Mishnah is using it, Yababa means the cries, not the groans, right? And the way we use it, trua means the cries, but the Torah says trua. So does the word have doesn't mean that or does it not? You know. So why isn't that right? So it really says Saruch Lomar, the Ein Yivava the Masnisan Ki Yivava the Tirgam. So the Yivava of our Mishnah is not the same thing as the Yivava in the Tirgam. Okay, and there's the Yivava in the Tirgum, we don't know what it means. Like what you're saying, Chaim, we don't know what Yivava, and the Tirgum says, well, we don't know what it means. But when the Mishnah says Yivava, we know what it means. It means a cry. It means the short cries. The Ka'im Ma'adamiran, Lashon Torah Lechod, Lashon Gemara Lechod. It's like the Gemara says sometimes. The Torah has one language, and the Gemara has different language. You can't say what the word means here, it means there. Words don't have the same meaning in the Torah and the Gemara. Moros use words one way, Torah is used them the other way. Okay? And similarly, the Tirgum apparently is saying, follow the style of the Torah. So the Torah says Yabava, the Tirgum says Yabava, the Torah says Trua. We don't know what that means. That's the Torah. We don't know what it means. But when the Mishnah says Yabava, or Trua, that has a definite meaning. Okay? So it's kind of funny, though. Right? I mean, that's what he's saying. I mean, he's right. I mean, he is right. It's clear that what he's saying is correct. But it's kind of funny, right? It's kind of funny that the Torah says, or the Tirgum says, and the Torah, it's even the Torah, I mean, you don't have to say Yavava. I mean, the Torah says Trua. So you say Trua, I mean, and we don't know what Trua means. Does it mean Trua or does it mean Shvarim? Right? Does Trua mean Trua or does Trua mean Shvarim? Right? The Rambam has, I'll read the Rambam, but it's the same basic idea. It says, Shua Zu Amor, this is in Gimel Beis and Shofar. It says, Shua Zu Amor of the Torah. But what kind of Torah takes up a similar point as the Gilei Shas? He says, V'anachon Shia Shua. The rabbi asks the question. He says, "Mia kati kashali, maho sifu lefarik kishamru yigim leivavos." What did Mishnah accomplish by saying three yivavos? The other shrua yivavos, another name. Shrua is yivava. It means the same thing. Kim tekaminon zechon shrua dachon yivava. So the Torah says shrua, and that's the thing. We don't know what shrua means. So what's the Mishnah doing? It says yivava. That's not helping. That's exactly what we don't know. So that's the Mishnah shouldn't say shalosh yivavos. That's what's vague. So, how is it that the Mishnah calls one of the Yavavos is a reference to Trua, and the other one is called Shvarim? Right? Why do we call one of them in parlance? What do we call it? We call it Trua, and it's not a mistake. Everyone does this. The Mishnah does it. We call Trua. Trua is Trua. The Gemara does it. Trua is Trua, and Shvarim is Shvarim, right? But the Torah says Trua. So, if the Torah says Trua, why are we biased towards Trua, towards the cry, and we're calling that one Trua, another one called Shvarim? I mean, isn't the Shvarim guy going to say that when the Torah says Shua, it means Shvarim. So why does Shua get the name Shua and not Shvarim get the name Shua? That's kind of what he's asking. Right? He says, "V'anachon she'atshua shalom haTorah v'lashem kol alu." So he says the Shua, when the Torah says Shua, it's a general language. Shachol kol shehu nishbar u'mechubar mechalakim. To any sound which is broken and it's broken and it's like composed of pieces. Mechalakim, so it's made up of pieces. V'hu melashon terorim b'shevet barzel. So terorim b'shevet barzel. I looked this pasuk up. Where is it? And tell him. It's like, I think it means like, and we'll break them apart with a metal rod. Okay? Break them apart with a metal rod. But so the first say it means a knife or a sword or something. But it calls it a metal rod, whatever. So teruim, that means break into pieces. So teruim, so terua. So it means pieces. So the word terua means pieces. He says so the term terua is really for any sound, any broken sound. Bein shu mekolos nimharim, it's only a little late. Bein shu mekolos nimharim, it could be the quick ones or it could be the longer ones. Both of them are made of pieces. So chura just means a broken sound. Niyu v'loshem v'nei adam, but in loshem v'nei adam, the way people talk, so you have to have a very specific name for each of them. Right? So chura shall call us namarim, but it's chura shall call us namarim. People, what are we referring to? You have to give different names in order to know what you're referring to. V'lo call us namarim, shem shvurim, yoser, kerua chura, o yivavo. So to the ones that are quick, and are more broken, they called it Shua, or Yivavos, B'Shem HaKlal, U'Lashem Torah. U'Lasher, you may call She'inim Harim Kuroh Shvarim. And the ones which are longer, they called Shvarim. Avalachadu Vachadu Kuroh Shua. So they both could be called Shua. He's saying the Torah, really, both of them could be called Shua. But then within two types, right, there's the general category is a category of Shua, but then within the category, there are two things, which there are two subdivisions, Shua and Shvarim. One of them is called Shua, the one which is more broken, so to speak, is called Shua, and the other one is called Shua. But really, they're both called Shua. The Torah, they're both called Shua, but practically speaking, you have to differentiate somehow, so you basically give them two different names. Okay? Give them two different names. Right. So it's still a little bit funny to do that, right? Something's funny about doing that. So it kind of reminded me of something where, of a Rambam. I didn't tell you guys about this, but there's a Rambam.
What's the alternative? Like, what would you suggest?
Well, I would suggest using Shua. Shua means a cry, and now you want to give two different types of cries. I'd say call them long cries and short cries. Or don't use the word Shua. It's like a funny. It's kind of tricky. It's vague. And what's the pshat? Is the Torah talks one way, the Mishnah talks another way? Is there like a sense? Can we explain the way the Torah talks versus the way that the Gemara talks? Is that just like whatever? They're not different languages. It's not like why does the Torah talk one way and the Gemara talks a different way? And why is it using, you know? It just sounds like words are supposed to clarify things. It's something that's funny about the whole thing, you know? So it just reminded me of this. I think there's a very close parallel, which is the Rambam talks about. You have it also, and you have one of the Siddharim in the Mishnah is Taros, right? And one of the Mishnayos in Tyros is called Tyros. Okay? I'm not sure if you're all familiar with that, but that's true. Okay? So it's Seder Tyros and it's Meseches Tyros. Okay? It's kind of interesting, right? He says, so the Rambam kind of takes that up when he goes through. He says, so he basically says that what is it about? After he talked about the stringent tamos, he talked about the light ones. So it's Tyros is like the lenient tamos. And it's called Tyros because it's a Lashon Nekiya. Doesn't want to call it tamos, it calls it Tyros. Okay, fine. He says, "Pen Yachshav Achoshiv Shekriyas Kol HaSeder Seder Tyros U'Masecha Achas Menu Tyros Einu Nachon." Maybe lest someone will think that it's not proper to call the whole Seder Tyros and then a particular Masechta within it Tyros. Okay. Well, Ein Zebul Din Nachon. It's not. Nothing wrong with it. It's a Balei Gayon by logicians. Ki Yesh Sheharad Nikar B'Shem Hakol. Because sometimes the specific, the particular, can be called by the name of the general. Nothing wrong with it. Maybe you think it would be, but there isn't. Nothing wrong with it. Okay? So, it kind of sounds funny, though, no? It's like a funny thing to do. It's interesting. So apparently Ron's making a point in logics. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't worry about it. You may think it's wrong. It may sound funny. But it just sounds funny. There's nothing illogical about it. You know, you'd like if he elaborated a little bit, but he doesn't. He just kind of says, maybe you'll think it's illogical. No, it's not. Check out the logicians. They know what they're talking about. So maybe we could explain this thing. I know it's not really our sugya exactly, you know, but it's kind of an interesting point, and it kind of relates a little bit to you know, what's shram, what's true, why is the Torah calling true on both of them, why is the Torah coming out, you know? And normal side, there's three drama, but basically just says that when the Torah says sure, we don't know which one it is. Okay, we don't know which one it is. And we call the Karaya true, and we call the other one. It's funny. The Ram says, what do we call it? He says, listen to this. Tell me what's funny. He says, Halelah is that which we call Shura. Ya'anach hazu achazu, in the morning, one after another, shanu korin osa, shalosh shvara. We call it shalosh shvara. Okay? It's funny.
It's three?
Yeah, right. It's funny. It's calling it shalosh shvara. We just call it shvara. And we call the Chua Chua, and we call Shvarim Shvarim. I don't know why he does that, but you know, it's interesting. Okay, fine. So let's take up the Shabbat, right? So what's the deal with this language thing? And what's the Lashon, like Rabbi Gagas, so what's the Lashon of the Torah, and what's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Why is it that the Torah is like kind of, you know, loose, and Torah Chua can mean both, the Yehovah can mean both, and then the Mishnah means different, you know? It's true, you mentioned. It would be nice if we could use this to understand the general principle which Rabbi Kiri brings in, as the Gemara says, the Lishna Torah Luchav, Lishna Gemara Luchav. Torah and the Gemara are different, like, talk differently. I mean, is it just a matter of different, cultures that they came from and they use it differently, or is there some sort of a concept about that? For starters, the Yudas thing is like, and I think this is what Chaim is getting at also, that there's a difference when, the difference in talking, when you're just like, there's like loose talking, and then there's precise, exact talking, right? Like there's what a person would say in a conversation, and what the person would say if they're trying to talk scientifically, let's say. Okay, in conversation, the term, in Torah Shavuot Sav, when the Torah is telling us that the sister's mother cried, no one's getting upset, no one really cares, or it doesn't seem anyone really cares, well, how exactly was she crying? That's not the point. The point of the story is that she was crying. Her son was not going back to war, and she was crying. It's not, the Torah, there's no need in relaying, the Lashon of the Torah is giving us, is not, the Torah isn't a halacha book. It's not a book of halacha. The Torah Shavuot Peh is halacha. The Torah Shavuot Sav is not a book of halacha. It's telling us the basic ideas of the Torah. And the idea is that she cried. And the idea is that Shofar, that Rosh Hashanah, is a day of crying. Yom Yavav is a day of cries. So what's the difference? Is the idea of Shofar, is the idea that Rosh Hashanah is a day of crying, does it make any difference in terms of the nature of the day, whether it's a Shvarim or it's a Shruah? It does make a difference. The point is, it's a day of crying, it's Yom Shruah Yelachem, and it's a day of crying, and cry, Shruah, they both are called cries. And insofar as the concept of Yom Shruah, it doesn't make a difference. They're both a cry. And the concept that the sister's mother cried, she cried. The Torah is talking in the generalities, and that's not the objective of the Torah, is to give you the basic idea, to give you the underlying of the concepts which is going on here. But when you're discussing Gemara, Mishnah, you're talking dealing with halacha. It's a scientific work which is giving you halachas. And halacha, you can't just say, oh yeah, cry. Well, if you think about it, they're two kinds of cry. Now, it's not precise, it's not a smart idea when you're dealing with a scientific system to have the same word mean two different things, right? If you're in, if you're dealing with like, it's in chemistry, you're not going to name two of the elements the same name. That's ridiculous. You don't even know which one you're referring to. So, if you're dealing with something which is very precise, every single thing has to have a very exact meaning. Vagueness, you know, words which could have different meanings cause problems, and therefore a science is rigorous, and it forges different words for different things. So therefore, the Mishnah can never just say Shura. What does Shura mean? Oh, I don't know. When you deal with the Lashon of the Mishnah, that's what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe says it's like when you're dealing with, you have to get specific now. Okay, this just says you have to know. You have to give a name for each one. Right? People have to appear, or even people are talking. I mean, he just saying Lashon Adam. And people actually, when it comes down to the thing, the Torah Shabbat could talk loosely, but in a, even in a language, you want to have specific meanings. And the idea is like, certain tones you can take in generalities, but there's an idea. See, I don't know, Rivo may not be saying the exact same thing as Rudiger Vega, but Rivo kind of says even in a language, people have to, you make words to have different meanings, you differentiate the terms. Rudiger Vega is making it like the Lashon of Gemara, which is like a halacha. You know, but the idea is like, what do the words, you have to make specific, in order to, for speech and for the halachas to be precise, there's the words that become specific. And since there are two kinds of cries, we have to give different names for the two kinds of cries. Okay, that's not necessary on the level of Torah Shabbat. So fine. So therefore you have to be specific. So now the question is, so why are we calling them, I guess the Rambam's question now, right? Why are we calling them, just call them two different names. Call one of them Ketzarim and Aruchim or something. Why are you calling one of them Shua? Kind of funny. Right, or do I call it just like in Tyros? It's the same kind of question. It sounds like, why is that, what's the sense of calling one particular within a class by the name of the class? Right? What's the what's the sense of doing that? Something sounds wrong with it, or why, what can we do? Can we explain that? Well, I think Rav addresses it. Okay, but you have to pick it up. So I'll read it to you, okay? He says, so in the language of people, you have to call a very specific name for each one. To know which shua is of the quick ones, which one's not quick. So the quick ones, which are more broken, but the general term, in the language of the Torah. And the ones which are not so quick, Karua Shvarim. Okay? Allah Chadu, Allah Chadu, Karua Shvarim. But they're both called Shvarim. Okay, so the guys are saying that the idea, and this is, I think, the Ritva, the point in the Ritva, he says, the underlying part, I think, is L'kol Tanim Harim Shehim Shivurin Yoser Karua Shvarim. They're more broken. Because the quality of a trua is a broken sound. That's the idea. That's the class. The class is you have straight sounds and you have broken sounds. A trua is a broken sound. A broken sound, dissonance. There's like really broken, and then there's kind of a little bit broken. There's like the shvarim, like it's a straight. Basically, it's straight, but it has like a few breaks in it. But then a trua is like it's entirely broken. It's the whole nature of the thing. It doesn't have any kind of continuity in it at all. It just breaks, you know, kosher is.
So the question.
Yeah, 1 second. So there are two. They both, they so to speak, partake of the quality of trua in different degrees. You could say they take the quality of brokenness in different degrees. The trua is fully broken, and the shvarim it has length to it. It's like you took your tzkiah and chopped it up into three parts or whatever, you know what I mean? So each part has length to it, but it's broken because there are three parts to it, right? It's not a whole, but it's in the parts. So different degrees of the brokenness. So they both are called, in a loose sense, you call them both trua. But the trua partakes of that quality, of the quality which makes them both trua, partakes of it in a greater way. It's more broken. It's entirely broken. Its essence is broken sound, right? The shvarim, so to speak, partakes of both. Not full. It's like you're taking the full thing and breaking it. But it's not essentially broken in the same way as the true is broken. So the saying is that if you have a class and they have two particulars, now you want to call them names. So now you could just call them shrua A and shrua B, okay, or Bob and Job, or whatever you want to call them, you know. But the saying is, it's logical, it's a good sense to taking the one which partakes of the quality of that category to the greater degree, to call that one by the name of the category, and call the other one by a different name. By a different name. It's shvarim, it's broken, broken up. Okay? So that makes sense. And I think similarly, it's saying is like in Tyros. In Tyros, apparently, you have Tyros is a large class of things. I mean, I'm not really holding in all the sounds of Tyros, but like Tyros seems to be is about the general baseline Tyros. Like as opposed to like, you know, Ahalos and then dealing with a particular topic, and Paro dealing with a particular topic, and Rosh dealing with a particular topic. The topic is within Tyros. But it seems like think Tyros deals with, like there's the Ram has like Sharavos or something. I think that's like the parallel. It's like the general baseline Tyros. Most basic Tyros, Tuma, without any frills. There's all kinds of additional things. The basic thing, that just the Harish Shemesh, the quality of Tumah Tahara itself. You know what I mean? So that partakes of the quality in the most pure sense. The most pure, so to speak, the most pure form of Tyrus is Tyrus, himself Tyrus. The most pure form of Trua is Trua. I thought of an example, I just thought it would be helpful to see if we used this also in English. Because we'd use names like that. You know, because what I'm saying is a logical thing, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, does anyone have any?
I thought of one. It's not really true, but you could imagine that. You have a country capital,
okay,
and you have state capitals.
Okay.
And you can imagine, even though it's not true, the country capital being a state.
Okay.
And then it would have its capital.
Okay, I have a true one, I think.
It's the only one I can go.
Well, my example, you know, take it or leave it, is surgeon. Okay? So someone could tell you they're a surgeon. But there are different kinds of surgeon. There's like a brain surgeon and there's like a general surgeon. Right? So the term surgeon, you'd call them both surgeons, right? But if you'd want to get more specific about it, you'd call the general surgeon is more called surgeon than the brain surgeon. The guy's a brain surgeon, I'll tell you he's a brain surgeon. But he may also tell you he's a surgeon. I mean, but the guy, surgeon, just stom surgeon means the guy who just basically does basic surgery. He doesn't do them any sophisticated, complicated, super duper kind of surgery. He's just surgeon, basic surgeon. But in the general category, though, they both partake of the quality of surgeon, and they both fit into under the class of surgeon. You with me? That's more similar to the same thing with the Tyros example. Like the baseline Tyros is called Tyros. Then you have the Tyros which have additional features and all that, you know what I mean?
Like a doctor.
Doctor also, yeah, no, like doctor. Yeah, like PhD is doctor. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like doctor. Like an internal doctor is usually like just a regular internal, right? Just a regular doctor.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
That's
not the
problem. It could be a DDS.
Actually, why it's not a problem is the reason why you don't want to use terms to be because you don't want to know which one you're talking about. Right? And you don't want the terms to be clear. Language has to be clear. But, so if you would know, it doesn't make sense to arbitrarily choose one of them and call this one true and that one's fine. That would be crazy. Right, it doesn't make any sense. Then how are you supposed to know? Then that's not the point of language, is to be clear. But if you have two particulars and one of them partakes of the quality more than the other one, and you want to know which one is the one which we're calling true, it makes sense. There's a sense to it. There's a story to it. So there's nothing wrong with doing that. It makes sense to do that. And the names aren't arbitrary this way. So and then if you're talking about the general, then you know you're funny. You have to know whether you're talking about the general or the particular. You know the Torah is the different types of speech. If you're talking in a scientific journal, you know you're talking very precise and specific. You're talking in halacha, in a mission, you're talking precise and specific. If you're talking in a looser type of a context, a general audience, then you're talking in a general sense. If you're talking in the Torah Shabbat Sa'ah, it's a more loose general sense. You have to know the book which you're doing. You have to know the way the author is using it. Okay, good? Okay.
That's a little question.
Yes.
So
let's read a little Tosa and set things up for tomorrow. Okay, so Tosa Tatos, Shio Churik Shalosh Shivelos. I'm going to read quickly just to get the basic idea. So Rashi says that a Trua is three Dittata. Well, come on and read the Iskin of Obi Kisri, Kashra, Kashra, Karag, Mishim, the Supik Trua de Kura, Yi Trua Mamish, Mashan Gurum Trua, do you little or all, or Shran, Dignuch, Ganach, or Shran, Vitro, Shneem, Tarth, the Trua. The Dimlo, Dignuch, Ganach, Vilo, Yala. Fine. So basically, what it says, we've always set up all three because we don't know whether it's Shvarim or Trua or both together. It's certainly Zohar b'Shvarim. Okay, now this is interesting. There's a good logical problem here. Okay, and this is why we do Rashi Tkias. Pay attention, you'll see. This is why we do Rashi Tkias. It's certainly Zohar b'Shvarim. Shelo yehi ma'arech al kol echad b'fnei atzmo kegimel yevavos shel shlosha kolos kolshu. You have to be careful in the Shvarim that you don't lengthen each one of the Shvarims, each one of the Shevers, to be as long as three da-da-da, to be as long as that. Okay? Each Shever has to be shorter than three beeps. Okay? Because otherwise, if you do a Shvarim which is more than three beeps, it's Dimkei Nasa Tkia for Lo Shvarim. Because then it's going to become a tekiah. Dehu shiur tekiah ketrua, because the shiur of a tekiah is equal to the length of a trua. The shiur trua kigemi yevavos, and the shiur of a trua is like three beeps. So therefore, three beeps is trua. So therefore, tekiah is three beeps. So if you do your shever to be four beeps, and the shever is a tekiah, it's not a shvarim anymore. Right? True. So therefore, that's why we do Rashi tikkias. You're allowed to do a million as much as you want. Even though Rashi says you only need three, you only need three. And even though Rashi's tikkia is only three beats, it's allowed to be longer. The reason why is because of our shvarams. According to Rashi, there's a risk that our shvarams are too long. Because our shvarams, I mean, you think of three beats, it's very short. I mean, your average shvarim, if you think about it, it's going to be more than three beats. Right? Two. I mean, it's just going to be longer. It's not, right? It's longer than three beats. So if you listen when he does it, he does like the shvarim. So the way he does it, it's like the shvarim, it's like two. It's like quick shvarims. You know, very quick shvarims. And if you're not conscious about it, it's very hard. It's between one and three kalshuv. It's very short. If you're not paying attention to it, it's, you know. So that's what it's for. But there's a logical problem here. Someone pick up this. If you think it's this thing through, you'll encounter a logical problem. Doesn't really work out. Sounds all nice, but there's a problem. I'm going to go a little bit further because you got to pick it. You'll pick it up. There's going to be a logical problem. But then he says, "V'nira shechayiv adam laharich b'tekiyah shel kashrak yosu mishel kashak u'mishel kashak yosu mishel karak v'ashir tekiyah k'trua." So he's saying is that the shir of a tekiyah is like a trua, right? But how long is a trua? So it depends. If you're doing trua, it's da da da. So it's going to be three beats. If you're doing shvarim, it's going to be do. So it's going to be, let's say, six beats. If you're doing shvarim trua, so then it's going to be a lot more than that. It's going to be, right, then nine beats or whatever. So he says this, your tekiya, since the shear of tekiya is equal to trua, now what's trua? Whatever trua, there's only one real trua of the Torah. Right? The shear of tekiya is the same as whatever that middle guy is. So if you're a middle guy, when you're doing this set of Tarah, then your tekiyah is only have to be as long as the Trua. When you're doing this set of Tashrat, your tekiyah is only have to be as long as the Shvarim. When you're doing this set of Tashrat, you have to be even longer. And you'll notice this on our show, if you pay attention, that we do the Tashrat, tekiyahs are much longer.
But your tekiyah doesn't...
That is the problem. The problem is that, well, what's the problem? You're worried about, he's saying, that you have to be careful not to make your shvarim too long. Because if your shvarim is more than 3 seconds, it's going to become a tekiyah. Right? Why is it going to become a tekiyah? Because the shear of a tekiyah is like a trua. And trua is da da da. So the tekiyah is 3 seconds. So your shever is going to become a tekiyah. Right? Yeah, but when you're doing shvarim, you're in your tashat set. Right? And when you're doing your tashat set, then you're holding with the shear of a tekiyah is like three shvarims, which is longer. So in that set, you're not doing your shvarim, you're not making your shvarim into a tekiyah. You're making shvarim, it's a shvarim. So why do I have to worry when I'm doing tashat that my shvarim is going to sound like a tekiyah of a different set, which is a different suffix? There's a suffix here, and I'm playing out all three of them. If the true shvarim guy were right, which one of them is right, so the shvarim guy was right, so then I'd be able to do my shvarim for 3 seconds. I'll do my shvarims for 3 seconds, or 4 seconds, and 4 seconds, and 4 seconds, and 4 seconds. It's not going to be, neither one of them is going to be as long as the tekiyah. It's a broken tekiyah, because the tekiyah is, let's say, 9 seconds, and each shvarim is going to be 3 seconds, or 4 seconds. So why are you worried that within your shvarim set, that your shvarim is going to sound like the tekiyah of the trua set? You're crossing sets. Right? That's the problem.
Is that even within the tekiyah, shvarim, trua, tekiyah set?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So that should have a new definition.
It does have a new definition.
Right.
Yes, correct. And then should be right. For certainly not in that set, you know, shouldn't have to worry about it.
Right.
Correct, same problem. You're just taking the shortest tekiyah and projecting that onto your shvarim, and but why are you going that? Right? It's a good problem. Okay, let's go a little further. He says,
Would we have a problem if you didn't mention the truth? If you just said that a shvarim can't be too long, but then...
Depends on how long. Who's doing your shvarims to be 9 seconds? Shvarims aren't going to be that long. I mean, the only problem is because if according to Rashi, you hold the trua is da da, right? And therefore tekiyah is as long as da da. Now your shvarim is going to become the tekiyah. If you held like the way we hold that your trua is 9 beats, so then you don't have this problem altogether because your tekiyah is 9 beats, your trua is 9 beats, your tekiyahs are all 9 beats, and you're never going to do a shvarim that's that long. It's only within Rashi.
But I understand, just within Tosfos, if you did your Shvarim,
right.
If you did 3 tekiyahs, isn't that obviously...
It's true, but it's not a tekiyah, because the share of a tekiyah is as long as 3 shvarims, within that set. Right? So if it's a shever is, let's say, 2 seconds or whatever, so tekiyah is 6 seconds. So as long as you make sure each shever is less than the whole thing.
Okay.
Right? Okay, then he says like this,
in Ma'arech, is that right? I think so. In Ma'arech, b'chol tikiyosk, tikiyosk hashrak, ain't lafash, yechol harach moshir. It's like, it's not right. So if you do them all as long as the kashrak is the shrak tikiyos, then you're fine. So there's no minimum line. There's no maximum line. Okay. ומתאם זה נמי אנוכו שמוס ארבע חמישה שוואר שאשרו המקום שרו הרי קשור רכתה כמו שאנו מעט מדי רבו אז you let I do 4 or 5 שוואר that's what we do so it tells us you let I do that because you make it longer okay now we're looking at here is where we revive a reban remei or mefarshan the above who shlosh hakala shakal shil so he learns the revam learns that a yavava is da 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 and therefore when the Mishnah says a shrua is 3 yavavas it means 3 threes which is 9 Nimtzes shura teisha kolchos, right? V'shira tekiya kachi, and then the shira tekiya is 9 kolchos. That's the way we do it, right? Everyone knows shura is 9. Because 9, it says 3 yavavos, and the yilti yavavos is 3 beats. So therefore, it turns out to be 9. So therefore, the tekiya is going to be 9. Right? Well, pirusha mein lachos amarikzas v'shvarms. Then it doesn't matter if you lengthen out your shvarms. It doesn't matter if your shvarms get longer. But v'tzorach l'mshel to tekiya kol hashrak l'pirushim k'shir gimel shvarm teisha kolchos. But the downside with that sheet though is that your tekiyas of your shvarim truah set are going to be very long because they have to be as long as 9 and then 3 shvarim. So it's be very long. Okay, he says. So the worst way to blow shofar is if you don't do your tekiyas long, very long, right? If you do tekiyas less than the shvarim truah, the long, 3 and 9, and you do your shvarims more than da da da, because then you're not going to be able to say kondani about it. Okay, so you got to make sure you do at least either you do very long tekiyas, at least in the tashatza, or you do short shvarims, and then at least you'll be able to say to somebody. The world does long tekiyas.
So it would be 9 plus 3 shvarims.
Yeah, 9 plus 3 shvarims, which is could be like 15, 18, and depends how long your shvarims are, but pretty much pretty long, but they do. I mean, I think that's what we do. Generally, I think we do like 3 seconds and 5 seconds, or some 2.5 and 5. I think that's basically what we do. We try to do the tekiyas for. Did everybody say? I think that's what we said. I think they said 2.5 and 5. 2.5 for the tashrat and tashat, and 5 for the combo. So we have your machlokas, right? So here's 2 things you have to take out for tomorrow. One is this logical problem, right? The logical problem in Rashi, Tosas Rashi. Right? What sense does it, why are you mixing up and saying, making your shvarims, putting them to the standard of the kios of the taratza, where it's a suffix? And then machlok is Rashi and Rivam, whether or not the terua is da da da, or 3 da da da's. Right? The Mishnah says it's 3 yavavos. Does yavava mean da, and you have 3 da's? Or does the yavava mean da da da, and you have 3 of those, which gives you 9?
Is it
the
time of machlok is?
Yeah.
why do you like this one, but not the one?